Welcome to you. Songs of praise, Christmas songs of praise. So I can assure you, you're going to have a delightful evening. And everyone's been practicing, and it's going to be good, really good. We're going to turn to song 78 in the... Pardon? Oh, the band's playing first, sorry, the band is playing. Do thank the band very much. See, the instructions were, we've got a lot in the programme, beetle along. Well, I was beetling, wasn't I?
You were. You make a good beetle.
Thank you very much. Right, we now are going to turn to 78. The first Noel the angel did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay.
Thank you.
Be seated, please. And then we're going to bow our heads and we're going to pray. Dear Lord, we come into your house and Lord, we are thankful that we're able to have joy in your presence, that we are able to be your people, your children, in all our different ways, with all our different natures, and that we're able to come and be welcomed by you. Lord, may this evening be very special. May you be at the very centre of it. And Lord, may you be overjoyed in our celebration, in our praises, in all that we do, in all that we say. And Lord, may you fill us full to the brim with your Spirit, because we love you, Lord, as you love us, in and through your name. Amen. Amen. And now the songsters are going to sing two songs in contrast, Away in a Manger and Changed Forever.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, songsters. It's the kind of beginning of our Christmas services proper, as it were. And Keith has mentioned already the... Get away from that microphone. It's a bit boomy, isn't it? We're doing all right. We've mentioned the candlelight service. Now, those who've got a magazine will have hopefully seen me little thing in the bottom. If you want to avoid burning your fingers this year... You do, yes. You don't want to spill wax down your tunic or whatever you come in. You might come in your finery on Christmas night. Simple answer. Blue Peter strikes again. Yeah? Quite so. If you get a bottle, get one of those bottles and keep the lid on.
It works.
It's absolutely brilliant. They are dead safe. They'll stop you getting wax on you and they'll keep the... Okay? If you need instructions of how to do it, they're not on the internet. All you do is get a pair of scissors, keep the lid on so it keeps the bottle blown up. Sharp pair of scissors. Yeah, take the water out first. And then insert it. Be careful when you make the first incision that you've got your hands well out of the way. Because I'd hate anyone to go home with a hole in the hand for Christmas, okay? And then just snip it round and off you go. And the bit that's left, you gardeners, you can put it over your lettuces next spring. And it makes a nice little cloche. Okay? Got it? Well, we are very grateful for the talents that the Lord gives to us. And we're also grateful sometimes when we perhaps can't do stuff for other folk who can. And one of the great blessings which we share here at the Corps are the pianists that we have. That it always remains a mystery to me, as I have said before, how that folk can, you know, deal with the ivory and the ebony and make it sound so wonderful. Well, John is going to come to the piano and do his thing tonight, so I hope you're going to listen with great enjoyment to John playing. Okay.
I'm not going to tell you what we're going to play because you ought to know how the band certainly knows it. We've played it quite a few times recently, this stuff. So here we are. That's just a reminder.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Thanks, everyone. You know, we are allowed to have fun, you know. Jesus liked a good party. Never forget that. He'd be in the midst of them there. And Gary, we're out playing it with the band today, and Gary made quite a more than valid point. He said, we'll play 104, which was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And he said, unless you want to pull rank. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, some officers wouldn't let you do that. And I said, well, why not? And he said, well, I always thought that because, said Gary, people have to be met where the people are. That's what Christmas is to them. And the army's great strength was always to go to where the people was and start with them. That's what Jesus did. And he led them from there to something else. And we praise God for the resources that we've got, and for the talents that we've got, and for the opportunities that present themselves when we don't put a door and a barrier up between ourselves and the world. You have to know where you are. You know what I mean by that? You've got to know where you are. And you've got to know what you want for them. Not because they're any worse than we are, because they're not. You know, we only sin the same as anybody else. But the Lord's done a work in us, and we want him to do the same in them. And we do that by reaching out to them in every way we possibly can. And having a good sing-song and a good enjoy is part and parcel of bringing folk into fellowship, isn't it? Eddie's going to do a solo now. Eddie is going to bring a solo to us. Slightly different, I imagine, in tone, certainly in volume. And we're going to listen with great interest. Thanks very much. Okay.
I'm glad this has been that little interlude, because this rather contrasts with what's just gone on. And it's entitled Nazareth by Guno.
Oh,
Now we're going to listen to some music by the band. Thanks very much, band. We're going to listen to a vocal duet now. Sue and Chris are going to come and they're going to delight us, I'm sure, with the manger scene, okay? Thanks very much. Well, we're going to join the songsters and the singing company together now and sing a carol. So we'll see how we go on. Okay. Didn't quite have me loincloth though, did I? No, I'm working on that. Trying to get one in my size. Thank you. We're going to take the offering now, if we may, as we continue on. Thanks very much.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we bring you these things, and Lord, we offer them to you, and we pray that you'll use them for your kingdom in this town, in and through your name. Amen. Could we have the singing company now?
Thanks, Singing Company, and thanks, Kimberly, as well, for leading. Carol 76, ignore what's up there. We're going to turn to 76, and we're going to stand just to stretch our legs for a couple of minutes while we then just move on with a short reading for this evening, and then we'll move on. Thanks very much indeed. So 76, if you'd like to stand, we're going to sing verses 1, 3, and 4, okay? 1, 3, and 4. Thanks very much. Just take your seats. We're going to just look at Psalm 24. This is a psalm of David from the Old Testament, and it's a tremendous psalm, really. It's not particularly Christmassy. In fact, one could say it's slightly erroneous. It isn't quite right, and maybe the coming of Jesus rectified for all of us a concept which is expressed in this psalm. It's a concept which still pervades the current age, though, and it still is current even among seeking people. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hall unto the hill of God? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands. And that's a concept which is still prevalent, certainly was in the old days when folk were expected, before they came to worship, to bath themselves and wash themselves and prostrate themselves. And you couldn't come near God if you weren't. We used to do the pubs, and many a person used to say, I'm beyond saving. No use me coming near, because I'm beyond saving me. I'm no good. And we hear that still among folk. And yet you have these other folk, don't you? These folk who are Christian, who are God-fearing people, who boldly stand up in the temple of God and proclaim. And there's this divide between people. And there always was. At the time of Jesus, the Jews were a special people, they thought. And that everybody else was fuel for the fires of hell. And then Jesus came into the world. And he came to show that anyone could come to worship him. Anybody. Didn't matter whether your hands were clean or not. In fact, he wanted to see the folk whose hands weren't clean. He called them first. It was those that he wanted to change. He came not for the righteous, but for the unrighteous. He came for those who didn't think anything of themselves. Folk who were sinners, habitual sinners. But folk who came to him eventually with a sincere heart, wanting to do better, to become better folk. And that's all he wanted. That's all he still wants. Yes, we need saints. It's great if folk can aspire to that. But there's few of us ever get there, this side of the grave. Many of us put on a front, don't we? We, I don't say pretend to be saints, because in some senses pretending's a good thing. When you're a child, you pretend to be, don't you? You pretend to be grown up. And in a sense, that's practice. That's role play. And in a sense, pretending to be a saint's no bad thing. But not pretending so that you deceive people. Because we can't deceive God, we stand before him as we are. And it doesn't matter how we are before him, he still accepts us and he still wants us. Because he wants to travel with us to a better place. He wants more for us. You know, folk came bringing gifts to Jesus. He doesn't need any of that. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He owns the lot. You know, he made the lot. You can't give him anything more than the sincerity of what you want to do and what you want to be. You may not think much of yourself. And it may be at times that folk haven't thought much of you. Well, that's not the point. God still loves you and wants you for his own. And he wants you to be whole. And holy in the fullness of time. He'll make you what you're not now. He'll make up the difference if you're sincere, if you're truthful about it, if you really want it. It's a long job. It's a step-by-step job. It doesn't happen all at once. For everyone. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Anybody. Anybody, doesn't matter who they are, anyone can ascend to the hill of the Lord. He's there and the door's open. You have the concept here, which is of doors. You lift up your heads, ye gates, ye open the gates, let him in. There's no gates, they all gone. And he demonstrated that very clearly when he came and lived among us. He hasn't got a problem with you, even though you might have a problem with him. There are no problems on his patch. And that's the way to be. Can't believe it, can you? Sometimes when folk say, we haven't got a problem. I tried to tell folk here, you know, said to somebody this morning, I won't go into who it was, but I said, we don't have problems, Leslie and I. We don't have problems. We haven't got toes to tread on. Because Jesus didn't have toes to tread on. We can't be offended. Because you couldn't offend him. We won't defend ourselves because he never defended himself. He hasn't got a problem. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord or stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands? No. Don't worry about your hands. He'll wash them for you when you get there. As long as you want them washed. And that is all that matters. Amen. Okay. Well, we're going to close in prayer and then we're going to listen to the band again. We're not going to sing another song. Time is going on. Just remember, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Me and you and anybody else with a sincere heart who wants to go there. He'll not drag you there. He'll lead you there. So let's close in prayer. Lord God, our Father, we praise you for Christmas. We thank you for this time of year. We thank you for what we've shared tonight, what we've enjoyed together tonight. And we hope and pray that it's been an honour that we've been able to share with you. We thank you for the talents you've given to us. We give them back to you, Lord, for they're not ours, but they're there to share. And for ourselves, Lord, we do come sincerely, knowing who we are, because we know all about ourselves, just as you know us. Nobody else might know a thing about us, but we are clear in your eyes, and you want us for your own. Just lift us and take us, lead us onward to where you want us to be. And maybe if there's someone who really hasn't sort of nailed the colours to the mast and said, yeah, I really am sincere about it, I do want to get there, I don't want to hold back. I want you to do the work in me. Well, Lord, begin that work tonight. Just enable that person, these people, to just say that lovely prayer which opens the door in their heart. Lord, come into my life. And Lord, we know then you will come. And you will seal the offering. Bless us, Lord, as we go out into your night, that we might share the joy of this Christmas experience with everyone we meet. We might tell them that even they can come to the holy hill of God. And all things, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Music from the band then. Okay.